Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed, and yesterday we got into the sugya of Yeshna L'shchita Mitchila Vatsof, or Eina L'shchita El Vatsof. Also, a ha'ar yesterday, there should be a shir hopefully up by this morning, daf Be'iyin shir, an overview, summary, and highlights of the first parak of Maseches Chulin. So hopefully it was uploaded yesterday, so hopefully it'll be posted sometime this morning, if it's not already. So feel free to partake in that shir, a summary, and overview, highlights of the first parak. Okay, so we are on Chav Tes Amud Beis. I just wanted to make one note on a machlokas that I went through very quickly at the end of the shir yesterday, and that is the Gemara quoted the machlokas between Levi Saba and Rabbi Yochanan. Levi Saba said, Eina l'shchita ela basof, which meant that the halachic status of shchita is only achieved at the end of the shchita. You don't look at it as a process with incremental parts, but you just look at it at the end. Eina l'shchita ela basof. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you look at it as a process with different stages. Yeshna l'shchita betchila batsof, and halacha recognizes the different stages as one goes through the process. So he said, what are the cases that there's no machlokas? What are the cases that there is a machlokas? We said maybe there's a machlokas if you shecht a little bit outside and then you bring it inside, because a little bit outside, if you say that yeshna l'shchita mitchila vatsof, so then there is some significance to what you did outside. Masha enkein, if you say ein l'shchita el basof, like Levi Saba says, Rish Lakish is the name of Levi Saba, so then only the end would be critical. So I mentioned that the Gemara brought up the Mishnah from Maseches Para, where the Mishnah said, discussing the halacha of Para Aduma, as one of the summary shown him say that this is the element of Para Aduma that Shlomo HaMelech could not understand, that the Para Aduma is used to be Metahir people, and yet all those who are Osik in it become Tameh. And the Mishnah said, anyone who is Osik in it, Mitchila Vatsof, is Metameh Begadim. Right? All the Begadim are Tameh, and throughout, if they're doing any of the Malacha, they pass the Avodah also. But, said the Mishnah, this is all on Chavtas Mabez, if there was a Psul in the Shechita, if something happened during the Shechita, so then there's no Tumah created. Why? Because the Gemara ended up saying, even according to the Manda Amar of Yeshna L'Shechita Mitchila Vatsof here, but it ended up not being a Shechita. Even if you want to say there's significance to each part of the process, that's only if the process is finished. If the process is never finished, if it ends up not being a Shechita, so then Memela, that's not called a Shechita's Para, and therefore there would not be Tumah created. Rashi had the Ha'ara that even if you want to say it's not Metame Begad, the Mishim Para, but Rashi said it's about the eighth to last skinny line. It also, if you're talking about people who are not becoming Tameh, so it has to be people who also didn't become Tameh Mishim Nevela, not just Tameh Mishim Para, but it must be a case where the people who are Osigated did not become Tameh Mishim Nevela, even if the Shechita was not proper. And that's why Rashi adds in, Velo Nagaba, nobody touched it, O Afilu Nagaba, Bipshut So Rashi has that in, that it must be that it was not touched by directly or even by Ipshute Kli Eitz. The Rashba on our Gemara says Rashi is La Davka. Don't take Rashi so literally, because it doesn't have to be Tumas Negia, as I mentioned quickly yesterday. Because Masa, we know, Tumas Nevela is Metame, the person, by carrying it, and not just by touching it. And this is what is expressed, says the Rashba, as it says in the first parak of Maseches Kelim. If you remember the first parak in Kelim, the Mishnah, the parak, the first half of the parak, right, that parak, it has two halves. First half of the parak is the list of Avos HaTumas, the second half of the parak is the list of the Eser Kedushos of Eretz Yisrael. So in the first half of the parak, the Mishnah describes not every Av HaTumah is created equal. Right, we all say that there are different categories of Tumah. There's Avi Avos HaTumah, the granddaddy of Tumah, and then there's Avos HaTumahs, and then Rishon HaTumahs, and Sheni and Shlishi. But even within the world of Avos HaTumahs, there are Chomer ones, and there are Kal ones. And the Mishnah goes, the Parak goes, Min HaKal El HaKaved. So the first Mishnah starts off, Avos HaTumahs. That's the first Parak in Kalim, Avos HaTumahs. Hasheretz, Vashich Vazera, Utememes, somebody touched a dead body, the mitzora b'yimei safro, a mitzora in the days that he's counting to become tar again, mechatas shein mekadei azayo, a little bit of paraduma waters. So all of that, that's the lowest level. That is metame b'maga, metame adam b'maga, and not b'masa. The next Mishnah is Lamala Mehen Nevela. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Beis, Nevela, and Chatas Waters, that's Matami B'masa. Even if I'm not touching something, if I am carrying it indirectly, so that itself is the next level up. Tumas Masa. The next level up, Lamala Mehen, says Mishnah Gimel, Boel Nida. Boel Nida is the next one up, because that's the Boel Nida, somebody who is with a Nida, is Matami Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon. Right, so the question exactly what that means. Lamala Mehen, above that is the liquid of one of the Mechusri Kapara, the liquid, the Zov of Azov, and the Spit, and the Shechvazera of Azov, and Damnida. Above that is the Merkav and the Mishkav, and above that is the Zov and the Mitzorah himself, and the end of Mishnah Dalet, Chomer Mikulan, Hames, Shu Matami Ba'ohel, Mash'ein Kula Matamin. Every level up is more chamer because there's a certain halacha that applies to that level that did not apply to the previous level. So that's what the Rashi here points out. The Rashi did not have to say maga. Rashi could have said masa, and that would have been good enough. But as long as he wasn't, Rashi would have to say not only were they not metame b'maga, but they were also not metame b'masa. Okay, let's get to where we're up to. Chavtas Amabez, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Omar Rava. So we're still relating to the machlokas between Levi Saba and Rabbi Yochanan. Levi Saba, who held Eina l'shchita ela basof, shchita is only significant at the last stage, and Rabbi Yochanan says no. Omar Rava ikasha liha kashali. If you have a problem on one of the shitas, it's the following problem. Lamanda Amar Eina l'shchita ela basof. According to the mandamar that says that shchita is only significant at the end, meaning Levi Saba. So liflog behechshera depara. So why do we have to try to figure out a machlokas? What is the nafkamina between them? We try to suggest if you did a shechta a little bit outside, if you shechted one simon outside, just say pashas. What's the nafkamina? Hechshera depara. A regular case of para aduma that was done by Kigon to Shachtua Betray Gavri. Two people were involved in the Shechita of the Paraduma. One first and one second. So therefore, and what would we say? The Gavra Kama Lomatama, the Gavra Basra Matama. And we would say the first person involved is not Matame, because in Shechita La Basof is not called the Shechita's Para until the end. And the second person involved would be Matame. Shachtua Gavra Basra Matama. So why don't we say that's the Nafkamina? According, if you hold the mandamer as Eina l'shchita l'basov, if you say Yeshan l'shchita mitchila batsov, they both become tame. But if you say Eina l'shchita l'basov, so only the second one would become tame. So why don't we say that as an afkamina? Samar of Yosef, Shrei Gavri b'chad zivcha ka'amrit. What you are suggesting, that two people would be involved in the shchita of the paraduma? Barmine. Exclude that. Meaning that can't be the case. Why? Because that's never going to happen. That's not something that we'll take into consideration. Tihahu detanina, because that's what we learned in the Brisa. We had this already yesterday. Tizbach shalo yu shnayim shochten zevach echad. Tizbach, you learn out from the singular that two people shouldn't shecht one carbon. Tizbachu hu shalo yu echad shochet shnei zvachim. One person shouldn't do two. Two people shouldn't do one, and one person shouldn't do two at one time. V'yam Rav Kahana, tizbachehu ksiv. It doesn't say tizbachu hu. It's without the vav. Tizbachehu ksiv. So it's as if it says who. Rashi quoted yesterday, yesh eim l'misores. And therefore, we learn out from here that only one person shechts one animal, one person shouldn't shecht two, and two people shouldn't shecht one. Renatosis points out on the bottom, it's a very unusual case to say that two people would be involved. No, so therefore we exclude it, and we do not allow, we don't take this into consideration that this would be a nafkamina. Okay, so we answered up the question. So Amalei Abaya, Abaya says back to Rav Yosef, La Vidmer Allah, but didn't we learn about that statement, that two people cannot be shechting? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Zu Divrei Blazer Rav Shimon, Stimta'a. Didn't we learn that that's only Rav Blazer Rav Shimon Shita? But the Chachamim say no problem. Chacham say two people could shecht. Two people could shecht a zevach. So therefore, if you say, according to the Chachamim, say, well, back to the question, if two people could shecht, so why didn't the Gemara suggest that a nafkamina could be when you did a paraduma behechshera, and the first person did the first part of it, and the second person did the second part of it? So we're back to the question. Two ha'aras, number one, what does the word stimta here mean? This is the words of Reb Shimon Stimta. So we had the Rashi says here, Rashi all says in Megillah on Daf Beis, Stimta means that there are a number of anonymous Mishnayos that are written anonymously according to this opinion. Sheyesh Mishnah Ubraisa Harbe Sha'amar Reb Lazar Reb Shimon V'regilim HaTanoim L'Sadron B'Mishnah B'Lashon Stam. The later Tanoim quoted his Mishnah, his opinion, Bistam, right, with such authority his opinion has, they didn't even have to write his name, they just wrote it, giving it more authority as Stama Demasdisa. Right, Rashi discusses that again, as I said, at the beginning of Megillah, when it says Rabbi Akiva Stimta. Okay, so the Chamzei, two people could shecht, Zevach Echad. The interesting, the Achronim discuss, Sharm Sian of Balacha discusses, quotes a summary of the Achronim. The Achronim discuss the Ber Yitzchak, he quotes from, that we know that Karbanas Tzibur could be shechted on Shabbos. And all the Avodas of a Karban Tzibur could be done on Shabbos as well. So the question is, why don't we say and try to limit what the malachas that are done on Shabbos? Why don't we say, according to the Chachamim that we just said here, that two people are allowed to shechted Karban, even a Karban Tzibur. So the question is, why don't we say that two people should have to shecht every Karban? That would make the malacha into a malacha d'rabanan instead of malacha d'araisa. As we know, shnaim sha'asa'uhu, two people who do a malacha that could have been done by one person is only d'rabanan. So neima hecha de'efsha beheter nevid v'yishchulu shnei b'yachad. Why do you say that? What about, maybe this is an afkamina between of the avodah b'karbanas on Shabbos. Is it hutra? Is it tchuya? So the achronim discuss, maybe even if you say hutra, this is a way that you can get out of the yisr every Shabbos. So therefore, maybe one shouldn't be allowed to do the regular case. And we know that's not true. We know that one person can do the avodah. That's a question that is based on this discussion of shnayim shochetim zeva echad. Anyway, so we're back to the question. According to the Manda Amar of Eina L'shchita Ela L'basof, according to Levi Saba, why don't we say two people should, why don't we say an afkamina is if two people shechet, and only the second one would be metame begadim. Well, Reb Blazer, Reb Shimon Ami, liflok. So we'd like 1 second. Even according to Reb Blazer, Reb Shimon, you're saying according to him it's not a good answer. It's not a good question, because according to him, only one person is shechting. Or even according to him, I have a nafkamina. Lif lo kigo, and give the following nafkamina. The shachad chad gavra. One person shechted. Like we said, one person needs to shecht. B'shnei sudare, but he's wearing two hats. He wears a hat, and then in the middle of his shechita, somebody takes off his hat and puts on another hat. Like Lechora, he can't switch his own hat. That would be shehia. But he, somebody in the middle, while he's shechting, switches his hat. The sudar kamalo matame, the sudar basar matame. The first one, again, the question is, according to the Manda Amar, ein shechita ela basof, so then it's only a shechita at the end. It's only matame begadim that the person is wearing at the end. So the first sudar that he was wearing should not become tame, and the second sudar that he was wearing should become tame. So again, why didn't, according to Levi Saba, why didn't the Gemara give these nafkaminas? So the Gemara says, ela bipsula depar kamayri bechshera lo kamayri. Right, the answer is no, the Gemara was not interested in giving nafkaminas of a perfect case. The Gemara was giving nafkaminas of a case where there was a problem. Right, you're right. In Echinami, these are nafkaminas. Again, these are embalmed kashas. It's not a kasha rejecting the sheet. It's just saying, why did the Gemara suggest these nafkaminas? So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara was only interested in certain kinds of nafkaminas and not other kinds. Okay, we go weiter. Masav Rav Idi Bar Avin asks a kasha from a Mishnah in Psachim. The Mishnah says the context of this Mishnah, Psachim Samagimel, is the isser of shechting a carbon Pesach while I still have chametz in my house. There is a separate isser daraisa, lo sishchet al chametz dam zivchi, a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, which we discussed at length in Mitzvah Shir, Mitzvah Pei Tes in the Sefer Achinuch. That there is an issur d'araisa that I have to make sure that the chametz is out of my house before I shech the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara there expands it to not only the Karban Pesach, but even other karbanos that I have to bring at this time all have to be without chametz in my house. If you look at the mitzvah, if you remember, the Sefer HaChinuch spoke about this in Mitzvah Peitesh, lo nishchot seh ha-pesach bar-bas or ben-isan ba'ot shehi chametz bir shuseinu ad shenotzienu. You can't shech the Karban Pesach until you get rid of your chametz. Bizman biuro ad chatzi hayom. Therefore, you got to get rid of it before chatzos, and therefore after chatzos. So that's when the zman of shkulis karan pesach comes. The chiddush quoted the beautiful svara, and we quoted this during mitzvah shir, and that is, this is the mitzvah of orderliness. This is the mitzvah of being structured. This is the mitzvah of always doing exactly what you're supposed to do in the right time. Mishar shi mitzvah lafik shekfiyus zman b'chol ha'inyanim hukiyim asiyasan. Kfiyus zman, the importance of zman by all mitzvahs is alluded to in this mitzvah. Yodua hadavar itza kol adam. V'alkein b'davar ha-pesach shu davar gadol eslenu b'kiyim adas. Karan Pesach is one of the basic tenets of our faith. Tziva hakel baruchu shena'aseh enyano b'seder u b'kviyus man l'chol davar v'davar midvarav. Do everything in a perfect way. V'lo tava mitzvah mi mitzvahs inyanam oed hazeh b'gvul chaverta. Don't let one mitzvah go into the other mitzvah's time, in the other mitzvah's borders. And therefore, you got to get rid of your chametz first, and then start Pesach issues. Chametz, which is disgusting in our eyes for the week, we have to get rid of that first. And that's when we start Karban Pesach. Right? You always got to, everything has to be orderly, and therefore, says the Chinuch, that is the message of this mitzvah. I think we mentioned there that this is more of an emotional thing. You know, different people have different times when they buy their dal and minim. I have difficulty buying dal and minim before Yom Kippur. Sometimes you have to, or if you know you're not going to have any time after. But, before Yom Kippur, I'm focusing on Yom Kippur. And after Yom Kippur, that's when Sukkah starts. And some people are able to do it beforehand. They want to get the mitzvahs, the schuyas before Yom Kippur. But this is the chinuch about always being orderly, and that is the Israel of Sishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi. One point of the Achron, if you remember, a fascinating discussion that we had there in Mitzvah Peites regarding the mitzvah, this mitzvah of Lo Sishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi. The Achronim there, the Chashuki Chemed, Amsachim there discussed the case, what happens if a Kohen is Mefagel the Karban Pesach in this context. We know generally if a Kohen is Mefagel Karban, if he creates Pigel, if he thinks a Pigel thought, so that he's Mazik. It's mazik, it's hezek sheino nikar, but it's a mazik, and it's a problem that he has to deal with, and he's chayiv, it could be that he's chayiv to pay for hezek. That's in the usual case of pigel. But what about in this case? The kohen is mefagel the karban. Because he's mefagel the karban, that saves the bailim from the iser of lo sishcha lachamiz dam zivchi. See, even though his kavana was to be mazik, the ultimate result was that he was mahane, that he benefited the person. So the question is he chayiv in that case? If you have a case of kavana lahazik, but sofo nene, what's the case? And the context there was, the case was asked to Rav Zilberstein, if somebody, there was a guy who stole a car. He broke a window and he stole there was a car and he broke the window and he broke in and he stole the car. And while he's driving away, he notices that there was a baby in the back seat that was suffocating. And the baby basically would have died without him breaking the car. And he was a ganav, he wasn't a rotzeach, he wasn't even going to violate Lo Samar Adam Reyachas. He drove straight to the hospital and he saved the baby's life. And the question is, does he have to pay for the broken window now? Pay for the broken window. So the kavana was lahazik, the kavana was to steal. But the end result was that he saved the guy. So that was relating to this case of the Kohen with kavana lefagel, and the result was nehene. Okay, let's continue. So that is the background for this Mishnah that Rav Idi Bar Avad is about to quote. Says the Mishnah, Ubimoed lishmo pater shalo lishmo chayiv, on moed on Pesach. Somebody has their Karban Pesach that they did not use. Maybe Rashi says they lost it. They lost the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. They brought a new one. And they found their original Karban Pesach on Yantif. So what happens if you shecht it then on Yantif? This is after the Zman of the Karban Pesach. So Lishmo Pater. If you shecht it Lishmo, you're Pater if you have Chametz in your house. You're Pater on the Israel Lo Sishcha L'Chametz. Why? Because if you shecht the Karban Pesach Lishmo, Shalo B'Zmano, that's a Pasal Karban. Lo Sishcha L'Chametz Dam Zivchi only applies if you do a Kash, if you have a good Karban. But here, if you shecht it Lishmo Pater, Shalo Lishmo Chayiv, if you shecht the Pesach Shalo Lishmo, so then we know that it turns into a Karban Shlamim, and therefore it's a Kasher Karban, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv for the Isra of Lo Sishcha L'Chametz Dam Zivchi. The Avina Ba, and we learn out, Taima the Shalo Lishmo. The reason that you're going to be Pater Chayiv is because you did a Shalo Lishmo, and therefore it turns into a Shlamim. Hastama Pater, but if it was Stam, if you didn't have any Kavani in mind, you'd be Pater because it stayed a Pesach. And if it stayed a Pesach, so then it's a Pasul Pesach. Via my Pater, says the Gemara, why would you be Pater in that case? We didn't get to the ultimate question yet, so this is all leading up to it. Via my Pater, why would you be Pater in that case? Pesach Shari Yemos Hashanah Shlamim Hu. A Pesach on the rest of the days of the year is automatically a Shlamim. Why shouldn't Stama automatically turn into a Shlamim? Shmamina, what do you see from here? A big sugi im sachim. Pesach Mashai Mos Hashanah Bo Yakira. You're right, it turns into a Shlamim, but one has to uproot the status of Pesach in order to make it into a Shlamim. It doesn't happen automatically. Bo Yakira. V'yamar Reb Chiya Bar Gamda. And Rabbi Chiya Gamda said, Nizrka mipiya chabura v'yamru. What came out of our discussion in the Beis Medrash was as follows. There is no raya that you need akira. Hacha b'mayas kinan. What is the case that we're talking about? Kagon shayu bailim tamei mesim. Tinidachan lepesach sheni. Really, the bailim were tamei mes. And therefore, this current Pesach is going to be good. It could be used Pesach sheni, so it's still in the time of its Pesach. To stama lishmo koi. So that's why stama is lishmo, and therefore it would be appropriate to use this. Vahaihu deboy akira. And that's why you need akira here, because it's still a Pesach. And it's still within the Zman of the Pesach. Ha, acher, lo boy akira. But an acher would not require akira. Any other regular type of Karan Pesach would not require akira. Okay, that is all background, and now we're going to discuss this and ask Akasha on Levi Saba. If you want to say that every stage of a Maisa Shechita is recognized, so then, if Sele Mitchila Shechita, so then, right away when you start the Karban Pesach, it's right when you start shechting this animal, it becomes Nifsal, because you already started the Shechita, it's not able to be used for Pesach Sheni. It wouldn't be able to be used for Pesach Sheni, and therefore, it's puzzle. And therefore, you wouldn't be chayef for the isser of Moshesh Chalachamis Dam Zivchi. Ela'i Amrit Eina L'Shechita Ela Basov. But if you say that according to Levi Saba, that the Shechita is only recognized at the end of the Shechita, Kivan D'Shachat Bei Purta Idchi Lemi Pesach. Since once you shechted the first moment, it's not a Pesach anymore, because it became a Treifa. And therefore, because if you would wait, and therefore it should be nefach to a shlamim, and therefore we should say that you are chayiv for the isser of losish chalachamis dam zivchi. That's the kasha on Levi Saba. So Gemara says, one second, idach, what would he say? I'm sorry, I didn't finish the line. Idach ki kashachet, shlam kashachet. So as you finish shechting, so you're shechting a shlamim, and therefore, by the time you get to the end of the Shechita, if you say, you only look at it at that moment. At that moment, you've just done a kosher Shechita, and it has switched into a Shlamim, and you should be chayiv for the Isser of L'Sishra Al-Chamiz Dam Zivchi. Says, Abaya, Amalei Abaya, no. There's a way out. Nehi de'itchi lemi Pesach, mitbei Pesach mi'itchi. Fine, it's not a Pesach anymore at that moment. But it doesn't mean it turns into a Shlamim. It still could be used. The value of this, Demei Pesach mi'itchi, is it pushed out from being at least Kadshei Beda Kabayis Damim, the value, you could use this and sell it for a Pesach, so it's not totally out of the world of Pesach, and therefore it does not automatically switch into the world of Shlamim. Let's finish the line for a minute, then we'll come back. And if you want to say that, no, maybe it cannot even be used for Demei Pesach. Why? Because there's a halacha that if you want something to be nifta, something to be redeemed from the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be able to be stood up and evaluated. Here, this animal is a trefa, so who says it can be stood up and evaluated? The Hatnan. No, but we learned in the Mishnah, Shachat Bashnayim, or Rov Shnayim, V'yadayinim of Harkeses, Hayik Echai Lechot Vareha. Even if the simanim are cut already, and it's still flailing around, it's still called a chai, at least regarding animals. At least regarding animals. The Rishonim point out, maybe not regarding people, that's a goseis, but at least regarding animals, it's considered kechai l'chol dvareha. And therefore, it can be considered demei pesach, and therefore, it does not switch into the category of shlamim, and in that way, you do not violate the isser of losish chalachametz dam zivchi. Period. End of that section. 2 points. Number one is a small one, and that is, you see, it says here, v'hatznan, we just quoted this Mishnah. Tosas points out that this is no Mishnah, this is not a Mishnah anywhere in Shas. Tosas, in v'hatznan, ain't a Mishnah kein b'shum makom. Right, there's no Mishnah like this, and Tosas said this pre-computers, obviously. Tosas said, I know Mishnayis, and this there's no Mishnah like this in all of Shas, but it could be, you learn it out from a Mishnah later on. We had a Rashba earlier in this Pesachta that said if you have a Brisa that expands on a Mishnah, similar to a Mishnah, it could also say V'hatznan. There's not a problem with that. Period. Okay, we will continue in a second. Let's just one Ha'ara, once we're talking about Pesach Sheni, just to mention a question that is asked on the sheet of the Rambam by a number of the Achronim. The Menachas Chinuch and Reb Chaim both ask us. We're talking about being Nitzchet to Pesach Sheni. There is a sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Korban Pesach, that if someone has a child, there is a katan, Perek Hei Halacha Zayin, or Ger, Gershon is Garib and Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. A ger that converts between Pesach Rishon and Sheni. V'chein katan shehigdol ben shnei pesachim. So to a katan that's nisgadel between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, right? It's not that. Wouldn't it be that unusual? There's a month there. A katan that is born up to Pesach Rishon and Sheni. I have a son that was born in Chol HaMoed Pesach. One of my kids. So he's a katan shehigdol, but he's going to become a beheri yibana beis hamikdash. We'll have a beis hamikdash by the time his bar mitzvah is. And he's going to become a gadol after Pesach Rishon. So the halach is chayav and lasas Pesach Sheni. This ger or this katan, that's this gadol, but then Pesach Sheni comes around, he's chayav to bring Pesach Sheni. V'imshachtu alav barishon, as the Rambam, if they had him in mind and they shechted for him on Rishon, pater. Then he's pater from doing Pesach Sheni. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Sheet of the Rambam. Rashdil Kesev Mishnah, Ikala Medak, Atu Katan Bar Chiyuvo Biturihu. What are you talking about? Pashas, the Rambam is only going on the second case, not the first case. Not that if you shechted on him when he was a guy. The second case, you shechted for the Katan. You shechted for the Katan, but he's not a Bar Chiyuvo. So, says the Mari Kirkus, it's on the bottom here, but the Kesev Mishnah also quotes it. Kivan derachmana rabye lekatan, sheyishchetu alav, umimanin, umiminyin, oso nifta, umiminyin, oso niftar hu bekachman hasheni. Says the Kesev Mishnah, quoting the Mari Kirkus, the Torah is marbet. Rachmana rabye lekatan, here he's included. Very difficult. Why is he included here? What do you mean the Torah includes it? If you look in the Menachas Chedach, he just leaves this Rambam, it's Arachian. Mitzvah hei, os hei. He quotes the Rambam and he says, Heich niftar kan bazeh. Shuv, ra'isi, sham, bekudj, davni, miluam. I saw the Mari Kirkus, but still, it's Arachian. Velomar. And if you want to say, kivan dal kapanam, ayachiv, mi durabanan, niftar, yedei daraisa. Does this get into the world of durabanans affecting daraises, which the Menachas Chedach loves to talk about? He's chayav durabanan, that could patter him on the daraisa level. Dover zet, sarach iyun. Vahadvar maruchim, I ayidei durabanan, aset vartora, muva, become a pamim bechiburai. But the Menachas Chedach does not answer this question. If you look in Reb Chaim deals with this. And Reb Chaim says, it must be that by Karban Pesach, there are two elements. There's a focus on the Gavra, and there's a focus on the Karban. The Reb Chaim says, on that Rambam, Vasher Yira Lomar Bedasa Rambam, the shiny Pesach Mimatzah, Dibbe Pesach, Milvan Mitzvah Ha Pesach She'alav, besides the Chovas Gavra, Hayesh Bazeh Odin Hakravas Karban. There's a din of Hakravas HaKarban, which we would call a din in the Karban, not a din in the Gavra. Mashehu Karbano V'karev Avuro V'olelo, Kechol HaKarbanos She'krevim V'olam L'ba'alehem. Like all Karbanos that count to their Bailim. U'becher Shod V'katan, Harei Lo Matzinu Rak De'enam B'nei Mitzvahs. We only found that they don't have a Chovas Gavra, they're not B'nei Mitzvahs. U'mishum Delav B'nei Chiyuva V'azhara Ninhu. Aval Eina Mufka'im Me'etzem HaDinim. They're not mufka from the world of karbanos. They're mufka from being chayiv in karbanos. V'mehim b'turim mi mitzvahs ha-pesach, avo mikomakom b'nei karban pesach ninhu. They're still b'nei karban pesach. U'piskam karav aleihen, v'yolo lahem l'shem pesach, kechol ha-karbanos she'olom l'ba aleihem. Kiditznan, yasum sheshachtu olav abuchapsim, yochal b'makom shehu wrote that. That's Reb Chaim. V'chein ha-karbanah, v'chein tanya behedya, sholchei adam es piskho, ha-idei bano b'ito ha-ktanim. And that is the Rambam. Dekaten shekrivo olav erishon, padim pesach sheni, ta'afi neima deleka b'pesach shekrivo olav, din kia mitzvah klau, avo mikomakom me'acher shehikriv, miya es ha-pesach, v'kiyim din ha-kravaso, shuv ein olav din chovas pesach. He didn't fulfill a mitzvah, but he's niftar from having to do the mitzvah. Kivan dekiyim miha din asiyaso. Masha'enkein, says Reb Chaim, this would contrast to, let's say, matzah. Masha'enkein b'matzah, de'en ba'achilasa shum chalos din milvad kiyim ha-mitzvah. All there is doing the mitzvah. There's no din in the matzah. There's no destiny that this matzvah must be eaten. Imkein v'cherisho d'vakatan d'lav v'nei mitzvahs ninu memelu l'kimu shum davar. V'alkein kol shehigdil o nis pateach v'nishtaf v'chayi b'mitzvahs matzah kivan d'akati l'kimu davar b'din achilas matzah. Then he continues more. U'begadagam b'dim kiyim ha-mitzvah chalak matzah v'pesach v'pesach ikra ha-mitzvah chala ala chefsa shal maisa ha-mitzvah shu hakravas ha-karban shalolo. The ikra din is the hakrava. And masha'en came when it comes to matzah, the be'etzah matzah maisa ha-mitzvah to achilas ha-matzah like a shum chalos din ala chefsa rak t'chovaso b'ha-mitzvah. Who deshmashvel alakiyim mitzvah? Okay. Anyway, that's Reb Chaim on Hilchas Karban Pesach of the Rambam. Okay, relates to Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni as we discussed. Okay, let's continue. Let's go back. New section, right? We discussed Ein L'Shechita L'Basof, Yesh L'Shechita M'Shechita B'Atzof, and now we go on to the next section. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav tells us, Hashochet B'Shnayim U'B'Shloshim Mekomos Shechitaso K'sheira. Somebody shechs 2 and 3 places, Shechitaso is kosher. If somebody shechs 2 or 3 spots, Shechita K'sheira. What exactly does that mean? That is very difficult to understand. A number of different opinions in the Rishonim. What does Rav mean? What is the case being discussed? That you shecht in 2 or 3 places, the Shechita is kosher. Kamrita, Kamrita, before we come up with a place, let's just see the other opinion. Kamrita, Kamrita, Shmuel, Omer li be'inan Shechita mifura'as, Veleka. Shmuel says, no, you need a Shechita mifura'as, an open Shechita, a revealed Shechita, and you don't have it if you shecht in 2 or 3 places. What exactly is the case under discussion? Let's mention 2 cases. Rashi seems to say, and this is how Tosfos, this is how the Chasam Sofer explains Rashi, you do one little cut, you do another little cut, and then you do the major cut of Rov Simin in between these 2 little cuts. So that's the Machlokas. Do we say that these 2 little cuts might make it that the main Rov Simin cut doesn't open like it normally opens, because the blood, the skin is already taut from the other cuts. So maybe you'd say that's not a good Shechita, and that's what Shmuel says, because it's not a Shechita Mefuras, it's not totally open like it's supposed to be open. Mashekin Rav, Rav says that's good enough. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. He says, what's the difference if it's cut a little bit around it or not? So Tosfos quotes the Shi'iltos Rav Achaigon, which most Rishonim like this pshat, and that is, the Rav Achaigon says, let's say you cut it in a few places along the simen, but not all in the same place, adding up altogether the cuts that you did, that would make it rov. If you add up all the cuts that you did, that would make it rov circumference that you cut of this simen, but they're not all together. That's the case where Rav says it's okay, and Shmuel says no, you need a Shechita mifu ra'as. Okay, that's the machlokas. V'yavar b'shimim ben lakish savar, and both of them are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. V'yavar b'shimim ben lakish savar, b'in a Shechita mifuras. Rish Lakish also holds like Shmuel, that you need a Shechita mifuras. Damar b'shimim ben lakish b'nayin l'shechita shimufuras. Rish Lakish says, how do you know that you need an open, revealed Shechita? You have to be able to look at it and see it cleanly. Shenemar, chetz shachut l'shonam, mirma diber. Their tongue is like a shachut arrow. So you see, shachut is connected to an arrow. An arrow creates an open cut. So that's how we know Shechita must be open. Masiv Rebbe Lazar says, is this really true? Beis ochzin besakin v'shochtin. Rebbe Lazar says, we're going to have this Mishnah on Amud Beis today. Bez Hashem, in a few minutes, if 2 people are holding a knife and shechting, afilu echal l'mal v'echal l'mata, even 1 above and 1 below, shechita sokshera. The shechita is kasher. What does that mean? What is the pashtus of that Mishnah? We assume it means 2 people are holding 2 different knives and shechting in 2 different places on the animal. Amai v'holek ha-shechita mufaraz, according to Shmuel, according to Rish Lakish, there's no Shechita Mufaraz. You're doing it in 2 different places there. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya, Mishnah Seinu, B'sakan Echav, V'shnei B'nei Adam. No, we understood it incorrectly. Right, the Mishnah is about 2 people are holding the same knife. That's the case we're talking about. It's not 2 different knives. So 2 people are holding 1 knife. So that is a Shechita Mufaraz. They're both cutting it in the same place. Amalei Rabbi Yaba, 1 second. Ihaki, if that's true, I have a problem. Hainu d'tani Allah, we had a brisa that commented about that Mishnah. In choshesh in shema yitrifu zezeh. What's the chiddush of that Mishnah? That we're not choshesh, that they're toreif each other. What does that mean? So, if we say the Mishnah is talking about 2 different knives, 2 people shechting with 2 different knives, shapir, then I understand what this means. What does it mean that we're not worried that each one created treifa? Maybe I might have thought if they're 2 different knives, they're each thinking that the other one is going to do the full rov shechita. V'haylo asi l'meved ruba. They each didn't do rov. Right? Just like the saying goes, if you ever want something to get done, just ask one person. If he has 2 people, so then nobody's going to do it because they're going to think the other person's going to do it. Only one leader, one person doing the job. So here, you might have thought that if 2 people are shechting in 2 different places, that makes sense, that lashon of choshishin l'treifa, kamash melandein choshishin, and that's why we're not choshish. Elei amrit besakan achatz b'shnei b'nei adam. But if we say the Mishnah is talking about a case of 1 knife, with 2 people holding that 1 knife, hi in choshishin shema yitrifu zezeh shema yidrisu ze alzemi boilei. We should say that we're not worried about Drisa, meaning one of them is going to push harder than the other one. That's what we should be worried about. Not about that one person is going to, they're both going to leave it over. But we should be worried that one person is going to push harder than the other one. Shemi Yidrusu Zelze. So I'm going to lay Rabbi Yavin, Tini, okay, switch it. Ein choshishin shema yidrusu ze al ze. Really, that's what it means. That's what the Brisa should say. According to that opinion, it means shema yidrusu ze al ze. Fine, so no kasha from that Mishnah. So Mazar Rabbi Abba has got another kasha. Again, the machlokas about whether shchita b'shnei b'shlosh mekamos is a problem of a lack of shchita mifura'as or not. We'll ask another kasha. Masav Rabbi Avin, shachar es aveshet lamata v'sakane lamala. The Brisa says if you shecht the veshet in one place and the kana in another place. Oh, es aveshet lamala v'sakane lamata. Or the opposite, shchita sokshera. Wow, so the Brisa says shchita is kasher even if you shechted the two simanim in two different places. Amai, again, isn't that a problem? V'holeka shchita mefuraz. There's no shchita mefuraz. It's not an open shchita. And it's a kasha on Shmuel. It's a kasha on Reish Lakish. So Gemara answers, who most of love umefarikla. No. Rav Avin asked the question and he answered it himself. B'shchita ho'asuya kekomis. It's a shchita that was done like a quill. What does that mean? It was done on a diagonal. Rashi says ba'aluchson. What does that mean? It means that you started shechting one simin and then you went straight into the other simin, but on an angle. So that is shchita mefuras. It's not two totally different places. It's on an angle. So really one is above and one is below, but they're right next to each other. And that's enough to be considered a shchita mefuras. Period. Okay, one more story that from the story we're going to prove this machlokas who is correct. Hutur the ish bishnayim b'shalosh makomos. There was an ox that was shechted two or three places. All Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masa bar Marsa shakal mishufri shufri. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marsa went in and took a great piece of steak. He took a gorgeous piece of steak from this animal. Amalei Reb Zera says limatana rabenu from the fact that what you just did you taught us mishnah seina b'sheisakidim b'beis bnei adam. From what you taught us, it must be that Rav is correct, and therefore you can learn the pashtus of the mishnah. You don't have to see the mishnah is talking about a case of two people on one knife, and therefore change the mishnah to shema yidrusu. You can say the pashtus of the mishnah: two knives, two people, because we see that you didn't think there was anything wrong with this. Okay, we pass him like Rav, and that's what Tosfos says. We pass him like Rav. Why? Because halacha k'rav b'isurei. That is good enough, right? Taptosos mashmash kein halacha to b'shtayim b'shalosh b'koma shchita k'sheira. Shchita is k'sheira. Good. Couple of points. That is, the Maariv Chayis here points out that it's interesting that the lashon the Reb Zera used, and that is limatana rabenu, that the Mishnah is like this. If you look in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam says in Perek Hey Halacha Tes. Ra'a as Rabba over al Divrei Torah. If you see a Rebbe violating a mitzvah, an Aveira, Omer lo li matana Rabbeinu kach v'kach. One has to formulate it as not Rebbe, you're wrong. Rebbe, didn't you teach us? ... V'chol zman shemazkir shmua b'fanav. And anytime you quote your Rebbe in front of him, Omer lo kach li matana Rabbeinu, you have to say, didn't you teach us? Maariv Chayis says, he gets it from right here. Right here, because Rav Zera is saying, through your actions, you taught us. It's another way of saying you taught us. You taught us through a shir. You taught us through your actions. V'lo yomar davar shlo shama mi rabo ashiyasker shem omro. Never quote your Rebbe anonymously. That's the joke that we've said in the past. Shem the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, you want to quote what I said in your name, that's fine. But you want to quote what you said in my name, that I don't want, says the Chassam Sofer. Okay, anyway. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam says, whenever you talk about your Rebbe in front of your Rebbe, then one has to use the lashon of the matana rabenu, said the Maariv Chayis in our Gemara. That's exactly what Reb Zera did here when he saw what Reb Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marsa did as well. Okay, one other ha'ara, and that is, what's the emphasis that he took a great piece of steak? Shagami shufrei de shufrei. Just say he took a piece of meat. What do you have to say that he took from the best? Took from the best place to ask that's the Teferis Yaakov's kasha. Why do you have to say that? So Vatire says that Teferis Yaakov, Shemeachar, Rabbi Shmuel Nechle Behemazu. Really, remember there's a machlokas about this piece. Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel about this. So maybe it's not appropriate to take anything. It's still a machlokas. Bichoshesh Lechumra. Lohaya Roy Likach Basar Mi Behemazu. He shouldn't have taken this meat. Kolz Manshish Basar Acher Matsui. If he found another piece, he probably shouldn't have taken this meat. Maybe that's the emphasis of the Gemara, says the Teferis Yaakov. He wanted a beautiful, gorgeous piece of meat. Maybe he was making a Sudas Mitzvah. He wanted Shufri to Shufri. And therefore, he couldn't find that anywhere else. And that's why he went dafka here and took it from here, even though there was a machlokas Rav Shmuel, and maybe he shouldn't have made such a big public action doing this. maybe because it wasn't paskin yet in Klal Yisrael, right? Sometimes you say the opposite, dafka koach tetera adif, and you want to show it. But here, Tiferes Yaakov is assuming maybe it wasn't totally known yet, and therefore he shouldn't have done it. Maybe that's the emphasis of the Gemara, that he took shufri to shufri, because he couldn't find shufri to shufri from any other animal. Okay, that's one answer. He gives another answer, but we'll stop there. Go. Amar Rav Yudah Marav. Rav Yudah Marav continues and says as follows. Getting back to one of the five psule shchita, chalada, when the knife goes under something that it's not supposed to go under. So hechlet es asakin, if the knife goes under, between the simanim. The knife goes between the simanim, and then, so let's say Rashi explains the case, the shochet puts the knife under between the simanim, he cuts the bottom one properly, and then he takes the knife out, and then goes on top again and cuts the top one properly. So he did the cutting of the simanim in the proper direction. The problem is he did the bottom one after he had done chalada. So that's puzzle. That's a problem of chalada. Halacha Moshe we see now that's puzzle. Tachas ha'or kishera. But if he just went under the skin, meaning instead of cutting the skin, like usually is done, he went under the skin and cut the simanim, that's kosher. So where it says, my kamash l'antanina. What's the chiddush? We learned that already. We learned that later on in the Mishnah that we are going to see, Beit Hashem, on Lamed Beis, Amad Aleph, on the bottom. Osha hechlid is a sock and tachas a sheni, you pasku. If he was machlid, the sock in, and he did it under, so it's a machlokas. It's puzzle. The question is, how puzzle is it? We'll talk about that more, Beit Hashem, on, what's today? Tuesday, on Thursday. Rabbi Sheva, Beit Hashem. Rabbi Sheva of Amar Nevela, Rabbi Akiva, Amar Trefa. So it's a machlokas between Rabbi Sheva and Rabbi Akiva, but they both say it's a problem if you put it on there. So what's the chiddush of this statement of Rabbi Yehuda Marav? So the Gemara says, "Imi Mastisa." If you only had our Mishnah Hava Amina, Hani Milamil Matalamala, maybe I would have thought that problem, that case of Chalad is only a problem because maybe you shechted it in the wrong way. You turned the knife upside down and you shechted it up. You didn't do shchita normally. But if you took, as we described the case, that you took the knife out after you did chalada and you went straight down, you would have thought that's okay. Kamash malon, that is also not okay. That's the chiddush of Rav. Period. So tachas ark sheira. So what about the second statement of Rav, the second half of the statement? So under the R, though, is kasher. Be Rav amri tachas ar eni odeya. Rav's yeshiva wasn't sure, though, about tachas ar. He wasn't sure. Iboy lehu lebei Rav darmi tachas areini odeya. According to Rav, who said they Rav, who said under the R, he's not sure about tachas matlis mahu. What about if there is a shmata, there is a beged on the animal, and you do chalada under there? Is that a problem? Or tachas semer mesubach mahu? Or let's say under the wool. Right, instead of making a space, you stick the knife under the wool, and they shech there, mao. So take, all these cases are unclear, we'll have to wait till Eliyahu HaNavi. Right, so that's the takas malas, the takas semer. A couple of points, though, important on these questions. First of all, Rashi, as he does many times in Maseches Chulin, as we mentioned, he paskins here. I think more than any other Masechta that I remember, Rashi paskins in Maseches Chulin, right here on the Teku. The Chol Teku, the Yisur L'chumra, Rashi says. Right, so it's the L'chumra. There is a minna quoted here in the Mordechai, based on this last question, and then we'll get back to the second to last one. Semer Mesubach. It says, under Semer Mesubach Ma'av, so it's Teku. The Mordechai says, the minna is to take out the feathers and the wool before one does shechita, says the Mordechai. V'lachein tachas emer mesubach ma'u teku, v'chol teku l'chumra, v'tzorach li'zor b'tzemer t'kfasim, v'lachein nagu ha'am limrot hatzavar ba'ofos. Also by birds, the minhag is to pluck out the feathers from the birds, shelo yachlidu tachas anotza. So there's no chalada there. And then he adds, v'afal gav di'ika tzar ba'lechayim. Even though there's some Tzar Bal Chayim possibly involved, but you have to do Shechita. And Shechita is the most un-Tzar Bal Chayim way of killing the animal. So therefore, a little bit to get there. And this Mordechai is quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah in Yeredeya quotes this in Chav Dalet Sifches. The Ramah quotes, let me get to the Ramah here. V'chei yesh lizar bekvasim, sheyesh lahem tzemer misubach. They have knotted wool. You got to take it out to make sure that no chalada appears. That's what he quotes. Ayin, but the Ber Hetev argues, Aser limra nosu b'shem saba lechayim, ish tamisi divar eruma b'evan ezer. Shekosav shekol davar hatzarach lirafua ol d'shar adorim, lesay b'shem saba lechayim. If there is some positive, important purpose for a human being, so there is no tzar ba lechayim. Mikol makom ha'olam nimnoim da havi achzarius. The Olam, says the Pesachei Tshuva, the Olam is Nizar from this because it's Achzarius, and therefore they don't do it, but this is the issue of the Mordechai and the Ramah and the Pesachei Tshuva there. One other point though, and that is, what is Tachas Matlis here? What does that mean? Tachas matlis. So Rashi says, if you have a matlis on top, a kruchal asavivus l'savara, you have a rag on the animal's neck. But there is a machlokas here between the Rambam and the Rush. The Rush says the matlis that we're talking about here is a matlis hakavua. It doesn't just happen to be a rag that you put on the neck. That's not a problem. The only problem is if it's kavua there. Says the Rush. I'll read it to you in Osif Hey. You glued a matlis on with wax, so there's a wound there. Because the Rambam says, if you have a matlis that was just put on there, pires matlis al hasakin, machlokas Rambam Rush, if it's stam a matlis on the sakins, that's the matlis. Fine. Machlokas Rambam Rush. What's the problem? The Taz. The Taz in Chav Dalet Dalet says, why, according to the Rambam, is it different than a case later on Daf Ayin Dalet, where we speak about shechting an ubar b'me'ayimo. Right? If you have a shechita of, that's the whole fourth parak, talking about ubars and behemam and ben pakuas. So there talks about if you shecht an ubar inside. So how did that whole case get off the ground according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, if you have anything above the knife, that is a problem. The sakin has to be megula, period. That's what the Rambam says. So why is that case better than this case? So all the achronim try to get into the act. I think an answer that you might be able to suggest is that it might depend if there's an external cover or a natural cover. In ubar, it's part of who the ubar is. That's supposed to be there. So therefore, that might make it better than a matlis, even if the matlis is not kavua. Okay, fine. Last line, by Rav Papa, hechlid b'miyat siman amau teiko. Okay, we can spend an hour on that line, but we're not going to. Rav Papa asks, what if you do chalada b'miyat simanim? Rashi says here, as Rashi says on Daf Lamed Beis, as Rashi says in other places, this is talking about miyut basra. Rashi all over these prakim. Rashi says it by chalada and by shehiya and by, we spoke about it earlier, by hagrama in the first parak. Really, a shechita is fine after rov simanim. What if there's a problem after rov simanim? There's shehiya, there's chalada, there's hagrama b'miyut basra. Do we say that once you're doing a shechita, you could expand the definition of the shechita, and even after Rov is done Bakashras, you could ruin it or not? Rashi says you can ruin it. Tosfos, right here. Here's where Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam in this Tosfos Hechlid argues. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. He was talking about Miyut Kama, not Miyut Basra. Right? Miyut Basra, of course, is going to be kosher. Miyut Kama is the question. So then the question is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, of course it's a problem. If you did Chalada, the answer is no. You didn't really start the Shechita yet. So maybe it didn't even get off the ground, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Anyway, this is a machlokas. We'll talk about this again another point. Problems with Shechita b'miyat basra. We quoted Lamdas from Rav Soloveitchik in the past, which we, Be'ez Hashem, will review again on Thursday. Vaitu, though. Says the Mishnah. Hashochet, some of this we already had earlier. Hashochet beis rashin ke'echa shechita sok sheiru. If somebody shechs two heads at once, the shechita is kasher. If you have a knife, you have two animals next to each other, and you go back and forth, kosher. Shnayim ochsim b'chasakin v'shochtin. If two people are holding a knife and they shech, lafilu echel amal v'echel amatah, shkudasok sheir, the shkudas kosher. And we had earlier, whether that means two knives or one knife, heat is esarosh b'basachas psula. If you karate chop the knife off, puzzle. Hayashochet heat is esarosh b'basachas. If somebody is shechting, and the head came off right away, right? He shechted, but he's trying to do a shechita motion. So imyesh b'sakin malit tzavrik sheira. Even if it came off, but if you're sliding it back and forth, and the knife is big enough to assume that the neck came off, the knife is much, is wider than the length of the neck, sheira, that's kosher. The Gemara will explain more about the exact dimensions. Hayashochet vidis beis rashim b'sachas. If you're shechting, and again, he was matis two heads at once. Imyesh b'sakin malit tzavrik echad sheira. As long as the knife is long enough. And again, the Gemara will talk about exactly how long it has to be. B'medvar mamurim, when do you say all this is true and you have these limitations? B'zman sholdach v'lo hevi, o hevi v'lo holach. If you only went in one direction. Avalam holach v'hevi, if you went in two directions, back and forth and back and forth. Afilu kol shehu. Afilu b'yizemel k'sheira. Even if you have a tiny, tiny size of the knife, it will be kosher, because even if you have a little bit, if you go back and forth and back and forth in that motion, then it would still be considered a maisa shechita. Fine. Minani mili, how do we know that the knife has to you have to go back and forth. Amar Shmuel to Amar Kra, Chet Shachut Lishonam Mirma Diber. Right, again, Chet Shachut, just like an arrow goes back and forth, you pull it back and he goes forward, so too, Shrita has to go back and forth. Tana Dever Bishmal, Vishachat, Ein Vishachat Ela Umashach. Tana Dever Bishmal says, Vishachat means pulling. V'chein Hu Omer, Zahav Shachut. Gold that was pulled, that was drawn out, that is the language of Shrit. That's what Shrita requires. Va'omer, and also the pasuk for earlier, Chet Shachut Lashona Mirma Diber. My V'omer, why did the Brice have to quote both? V'chitema Zav Shachut Shenitvek Chutu. If you want to say Zav Shachut is not a good raya, because it can mean threaded gold, not pulled gold. Tashma, Chet Shachut Lashonam, period, an arrow is pulled. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. And again, hopefully the summary and overview and highlights of the first parak is posted already or will be posted very soon. Enjoy that shir.